The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different, and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Before we get to Elliot, James, I want to play the audio of Jaws when he was with us earlier this week. James, it's the third of the various Jaws pieces of audio we have. Jaws 3, to take everyone inside how we have our little number system. So he talked about Jaws with us earlier this week, what he wants to see different from the Eagles' offense after the bye. Here's Jaws a couple days ago with us.
The offense from training camp seemed like it was going to be reimagined, and week one it appeared to be different. And then, no, I know AJ and Devontae were out. Maybe that's it. Or maybe Jalen's just more comfortable doing what he's used to and not what they wanted him to implement this year. Could you figure out why weeks three and four it looked similar to last year when it was supposed to be different?
Probably the competition. But if there's one thing that I would recommend they do, it's just my feeling, my evaluation of this team, my evaluation of where the game is right now, more under center play for Jalen Hurts. I am just a big believer in plays under center. It gives a different illusion to the defense of what you're going to do. I think it's better when you have a Saquon Barkley in the backfield, you know, when he's running without the ball in his hands. When I say that, you know, when you're in the shotgun, the running back literally has to stand there, and the quarterback has to come back and give him the football, and then he starts to run when you're in the shotgun. When you're under center, the running back's already going downhill. He's got momentum already started. And I think Saquon is a great one-cut running back. Find that break and hit it. But when you're in the shotgun, you're back there, and things develop a lot more slowly. That's how I would like to see more under center, and you have a better play-action passing game when you're under center as well. You have more options that are available to you. So I would like to see more under center offense from the quarterback.
All right, let's talk to our Eagles reporter, Elliot Shore Parks, always on the beat, doing a great job. Elliot, good morning. Is it going to look different?
Well, it'll look better because A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith and Lane.
Well, that's a given,
right?
Yes.
Yeah,
we
so,
know that.
So that's part of it.
Yeah,
I mean, look, to Jaws' point, and as always, I think it's a great point by him. I do think that this offense in certain ways would benefit from getting under center more. But I don't think that this offense is in need of any kind of major change. If you look at what they are this season, even with missing A.J. without three games, they're fifth in yards per drive, and they're fourth in plays per drive. So they're moving the ball. The issue isn't that the offense can't get going. The issue is the offense is stopping when the ball is turned over and when they get in the red zone. So I do think that being under center more, certainly it would help, but their issue is not, in my opinion, the style of the offense. It's the turnovers.
Huh. All right, so what do you think will be different? Just more of the same, hopefully less turnovers. I can't imagine it'll just be status quo. I do think, well, they're revamping things with the bye, and it will be an improvement. Don't you agree?
Well, maybe, but I mean, the offense has kind of looked the way it's looked ever since Jalen has been the quarterback. The main difference has always just been when AJ plays, they're way better, right? And
totally.
I know it sounds simplistic, but we've been through multiple coordinators, you know, different types of offensive tweaks that they're going to do, and it mostly always looks the same. So
I don't know. I thought it looked a lot different when he was in the Super Bowl leading our team efficiently. Like, it did feel like it was more
key word there, right? The key word was efficiency.
Yeah.
I think that we get so focused, and I'm not trying to completely diminish it, but like on how, you know, how much pre-snap motion they're doing, how much he's under center. The issue, even last year, was never moving the ball. Like, that wasn't the issue.
The issue is, what you're saying, Elliot, is the issue is Jalen Hurts, right? That's what you're saying.
Yeah, the issue is the turnovers. Like, that's the problem, right? I don't think being under center more is going to cause Jalen to turn it over less.
Okay. Elliot, let's talk about Hurts and Sirianni. It was an interesting series of answers this week from Jalen Hurts about the bye week and him and Sirianni. For those that missed it, can you just detail some of what Jalen said, and do you agree there should be a sense of optimism that perhaps these guys are on a better page than they had been?
Yeah, I mean, I think this is probably the best answer Jalen Hurts has given about his relationship with Sirianni. maybe since, you know, we were in Arizona for the Super Bowl and they would talk about each other there. But, yeah, so earlier this week, Jalen Hurts spoke at his normal, you know, weekly press conference and said that he and Sirianni met, it sounds like a few times during the bye week. You know, he talked about how it was good to be in harmony with Nick Sirianni. He said that they're two leaders of the team. They know together, like they have to work together, and it's important. So it was a very encouraging answer. He said, you know, he was kind of lucky to have Nick Sirianni as his head coach, to paraphrase. So it just was a very different tone, I think, than we've heard Jalen talk about Nick in the past. And I think it's very encouraging because, like, ultimately these two have to be on the same page. We can pretend like it doesn't matter if the head coach and quarterback.
This time of year, the gear means more. The logo has a season of grit stitched in. The hat brims go low. The jerseys blaze with postseason pride. It's postseason season. This is what players and fans wear to win. Visit MLBShop.com for your favorite team gear and today's special offer. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Don't get along or on the same page, but it does matter. So hearing like they had to sit down and Sirianni talks today, so I'm excited to hear more about it. But I think it is a very encouraging sign.
That's wonderful. That offense sounds like they're on the right track. The defensive side, is it going to be negatively impacted by the Devin White fiasco, or how is that sitting, Elliot?
Yeah. So I mean, well, if, initially, the defense won't be impacted because he wasn't even dressed
no
in the game.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I don't think that they're going to miss him there. But where they could miss him is their linebacker depth is somewhat young and unproven. I mean, their top linebacker, backup linebacker right now is Jeremiah Trotter Jr. And I know N'Kobe Dean won the job out of training camp, and Zach Bond has certainly had his moments. But the linebacker play overall has not been at a level where you can say it's like, unquestioned that one of them could lose the job. So it's pretty clear Vic Fangio is never going to play Devin White. So ultimately, I don't think it matters they released him. But yeah, I mean, their linebacker core is certainly not proven or anything like that.
Wow. Was there something that occurred that was a breaking point, or was it just, you know, with Devin White?
Well, Elliot, they did arrive at some sort of financial agreement, correct? That gives the Eagles cap relief that otherwise they would not have had if they carried him,
if they cut him. Deal.
Yeah, there was some kind of what was the nature of that? Because it seemed like they were just going to sock him away until he finally agreed. And I don't blame the Eagles. By the way, I applaud the Eagles for taking a hard line. What do you know about what went on behind the scenes?
So they gave Devin White, when they signed him, about $3.5 million guaranteed, which is, you know, not a huge number when you look at the overall size of the cap, but it's a decent amount of guaranteed money, especially when you sign somebody early on in free agency. So after handing out that check, I would imagine that was part of the reason they wanted to try to hold on to him. You know, again, if N'Kobe gets hurt, you know, maybe Vic could be convinced to play him. But now that he's been released, you know, his base salary was right around $2 million, $2.5 million. I would imagine the agreement they came to is there's offsetting language in there now, where if Devin White signs with another team, you know, the Eagles kind of recoup some of that money. So I think they'll get a small type of financial benefit from this, but nothing that will significantly like benefit the cap.
Are there any injuries that are limiting us after the long break, or are we pretty good to go?
No, they're completely good to go. Everybody on the roster was a full participant in practice both days so far this week. N'Kobe Dean.
N'Kobe limited, yeah.
Well, he was listed as limited. Talking to him to locker room, it sounds like, well, he's definitely going to play, but it also sounds like he partook in quite a bit of practice. So
great.
Not really sure what's going on there. But, yeah, they're completely healthy heading into this game.
And, Elliot, do you expect Cooper DeJean to get the start over Maddox?
I do, yeah. I think that's the route they're going to go. And good. I think it's time. You know, Maddox, while I don't think he's been as terrible as everybody else does, I think you can certainly look for ways to improve the defense. And one is Maddox is not great against the run or tackling. And those are two areas I think Cooper could help him with.
And Sidney Brown, where do things stand with him getting out there? Is it too early to expect that?
So they do have an empty roster spot now with the Devin White release, and that could be another – reason that they came to a conclusion to this now as opposed to, you know, waiting a little longer. So Sidney would need to be put on the 53, but it certainly seems like there's a good chance he'll be out there. They have the roster spot. He's practiced full both days these week. both
Great.
Of these weeks. I do think he will help them on special teams. So,
and it sounds like Fangio's a big fan, the way he speaks of Sidney Brown.
Yeah, he's even talked about the possibility of him maybe being like an in-the-box nickel corner, like linebacker piece. So I think there are ways they'll get creative.
All right, Elliot, last thing here. I'm going to throw a true false at you. Tell me which is if it's true or not. A 2-point win by the Eagles against a really Browns team is not something that Eagles fans should want to take. Put it another way. Like, I'd rather the game be played than I find out today that the Eagles have already won the game by 2 points, because that'll tell me they're just not good enough this year, even though they got a W. Agree or disagree?
Oh, I fully 100% agree. That is true. I think this is a major style point game. Like, this is not about winning the game. Obviously, they have to win the game, and it would be a catastrophe if
Correct.
They did it.
Yeah.
But if they don't go out there and win this game by 10-plus, 13-plus points, like, this can't be another game against the Atlanta Falcons or a game against the Saints. The Browns have legitimately the worst offense in the entire NFL. They are about to bench their quarterback and they're 1-4. And the Eagles are coming off a bye completely healthy. If they can't go out there and play clean football against this team, then, yeah, I definitely think that, you know, it'll be a concerning performance even if they win.
All right, Elliot, we'll talk to you next week, my man. Enjoy the game. We'll talk next week. Thanks, pal.
Yep, sounds good. Talk to you guys
All right.
Next
week.
This time of year, the gear means more. The logo has a season of grit stitched in. The hat brims go low. The jerseys blaze with postseason pride. It's postseason season. This is what players and fans wear to win. Visit MLBShop.com for your favorite team gear and today's special offer. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.